Your turn. By the way, we're in the Next Year Bank studios, Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Thanks for joining us and have a good day.
Now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Are you self-isolating yet due to concerns over the coronavirus? Wow. This thing is really exploding, huh? All of these preparations that are being made, these contingency plans. Wow. Well, let's talk about it. It's open talk on the first portion of the program today. Our phone number is 283-2525. We'll have guests later, but open talk to begin with, 283-2525. I'm interested in what's the story with the delay in closing the loophole in the tariff law that is threatening to close down AK Steel. What's the problem here? I mean, we know there's a loophole. Last week, in fact, it was almost a week ago, it was Thursday of last week, that the CEO of the company that's going to be acquiring AK Steel, actually, the sale is supposed to close on Friday of this week, that man's name is Gonzalez, Lorenzo Gonzalez, who testified before lawmakers in Washington, D.C. last Thursday, said, unless we close this loophole, I'm going to be forced to shut AK Steel and Butler. Congressman Mike Kelly fired off a letter to the White House right after that. And at last report, there had been no reply yet. Why the delay? What drives me nuts? 283, if there's a loophole, close the loophole, right? Open talk at 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Mullarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to put a complaint in about all those tires that people throw out along the Herman Road right past the old ball field. I don't know. Who would you get in touch with to...
Is this just outside of Butler, or is it closer to Herman? I'm not quite sure where that is.
It's closer to Herman. It's in, I'd say it's in Summit Township.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, they just throw them tires. There's a whole pickup truck load that dumped off.
Well, obviously, that's against the law. So I don't know. I'm assuming the police are aware of it. I don't know how you trace tires. You know, I mean, if people drop them off in the middle of the night or whatever, nobody sees them.
Right.
What are you going to do? And you wonder who would do stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
What's the matter? What's the matter with people?
From Raisley's gas and oil there, from across the road from him, on out to Herman Road, I'd say a half a mile, there's tires every place.
Well, it's not only an eyesore, it's a hazard. There was a fire, somewhere down around Cranberry, I think, within the past couple of years, along Route 19, where there was a huge stockpile of old tires that caught fire, and it took them a couple of days to put it out, you know?
Yeah. And, they get water, and the stagnant water is going to bring the mosquitoes.
That's another thing. You're right, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Well, I don't know. I assume that the authorities are aware of it. If it's in Summit Township, maybe a word to the Summit Township supervisors that they could try to, rattle some chains and see what they could do about it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Uh-huh. Yep. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
So long. 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk, 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Yes, Dave. I was calling in relation to that tariff. You were asking about why no response from President Trump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I may be wrong on this, but my understanding is to close that loophole, it's not in the hands of the administration or even Congress. I believe it may be more in the hands of the organization that oversees world trade, actually. I believe they may be located in Washington, D.C., but wherever they're located. So I believe it's in their hands. I may be wrong on that, and I know that Mike Kelly and others have been speaking in Congress, and it makes it look like the president can close that loophole. But and again, that's just
Wait a minute, though. The president has announced several times over the past couple of years that he's going to unilaterally impose tariffs, and then he imposed them on China, and then he changed them. I mean, he can do that. He's already done it several times.
Is as you may know, something's been done to the steel in Mexico, so that it's kind of like a part transformer now. And I my understanding is that is a different situation as opposed to just a steel coil.
Well, making its way into the U.S., slap a tariff on it. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see that also. But again, that's just, I don't know, maybe some other people can chime in. That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. It's a different situation because something has now been done to the steel. It'd almost be akin to, putting a tariff on a, let's say a car or whatever, and it just doesn't fall under the same.
So what?
Same
put a tariff on cars. We can put a tariff on anything we want to.
I'd like to think it's that easy, and I hope I'm wrong, but that's just my understanding.
I appreciate the call. We'll try to look into it, see if we can get some more info on that.
That'd be great.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, my friend. Sure. 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate your patience. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you. I was just, I run 422 since they put the new road in there from 38 westbound up to Moraine Point. And it just seems when it's foggy or in the evening or especially when it's raining, it is just so hard to see that road. I'm just wondering if anybody else is having any problems or if they were going to put any more reflectors up or different things in of that nature to show the road up a little brighter.
You're talking about the 422 bypass from from the bottom of Lick Hill up to Moraine Point, you're saying?
Yes, the new section of road they put in, the blackness of it.
Well, it's got fresh white lines painted on it.
I just think that when it's especially raining, it is just so hard to see there. I don't know if anybody else is having any problems that way, or if they're done with it, or
I drive the bypass
along the road, or
I drive the bypass. I drive the bypass quite a bit. I haven't noticed any problems. In fact, I think it's fantastic the job they did in rebuilding that road last summer. I mean, it's terrific. It's so much.
It's a terrific road in that. It's just sometimes a certain. It's just harder to see with the black pavement now.
Well,
so,
haven't heard
that's
that.
All I was calling about.
No, that's fine. That's good. I tell you what bothers me more than anything else, though, are more and more people getting these new laser headlights that when one of these vehicles comes at you, it's absolutely blinding. I can't believe these are legal.
I don't know why they are also, but they are quite a problem, as you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
283-2525. By the way, there's more work going to be done on different sections of the bypass this year. I mean, the construction season is getting underway, but I haven't seen any update from PennDOT on just exactly where they're going to be working, whether it's going to be further on toward Katanning, you know, from that end of the bypass, or whether it's going to be at the other end from the Moraine Point exit on out further toward Mount Chestnut. I noticed the other day when I was driving out there that the Jersey barriers on that section are really deteriorating rapidly, so I would imagine that that's part of the project. I don't know. But they are supposed to resume work on... They did about 3 miles of it last summer. And did a terrific job, by the way. Repaved it, put all new Jersey barriers in, put all new guide rails in along the sides of the road. And I haven't noticed any problem with seeing the roadway. 283-25... If you have, let us know. 283-2525. Back to the tariff issue with AK Steel. You would think there would at least have been a response from the White House at this point. I mean, Congressman Kelly has met President Trump. They've shaken hands when Trump came to Pittsburgh, I think, last year. So, I mean, they know each other. You'd think he could just get a response, you know, to the effect, what I got your note, we're looking at it. Nothing. We're hearing nothing. And the sale of AK Steel is scheduled to be closed day after tomorrow, Friday. I don't understand the delay. And in terms of the administration not being able to fix the loophole, I don't understand that either. I mean, the president, just last year, he had announced several tariffs that were going to go into effect against China, and then they were changed at the last minute as we approached the deadline, and it was just by, you know, executive order. The president made an executive order, and that changed it. I don't understand why they couldn't close this loophole by simple executive order, stroke of the pen. Now, we know what you're doing. You're cheating. You're bringing this grain-oriented electrical steel. You're sending it into Mexico and Canada, and then that's how it's coming in from there to the U.S. Nope, slap a tariff on it when it's coming in from Mexico or Canada. We have this new trade agreement replacing NAFTA. I don't understand the delay. What a horrendous tragedy it would be if AK Steel were to close, to shut down. I mean, it's almost unimaginable the economic impact it would have on Butler County, to say nothing on the lives of the people who work there, the families and the retirees. And wow. State Representative Marcy Mostello issued a statement this morning urging action. Let's get it going. We heard from Congressman Mike Kelly yesterday that he's anxious to hear where to... I don't know. It just amazes me how slowly government can act sometimes. Get on the stick, I think, would be what most people around here would be saying. Meanwhile, let's talk about the coronavirus, or COVID-19, which more and more of the experts are now using instead of coronavirus. COVID-19. In case you missed the news late this morning, word came that the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Pittsburgh has been canceled now. That was supposed to be this Saturday. Earlier, the Philadelphia St. Patrick's Day Parade was canceled for Sunday. A couple of days ago, Boston announced that it was canceling their Sunday St. Patrick's Day Parade. Lots of sporting events are now going on without crowds. Not so much here in this country. But soccer games, or football, as they call it in Europe, many of those games are now being played in empty stadiums. Just the two teams. No crowds. There was one in Spain yesterday. And Italy is in quarantine. The entire country of Italy. Quarantine. I saw a video on TV early this morning. All the tourist places in Rome, Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, all those places. Hardly anybody there. A couple of people. But those areas would be packed with people ordinarily. It's crazy, isn't it? Wow. Airlines are taking a big hit because so many people are canceling their travel plans, canceling their flights. Cruise ships, I can't imagine anyone who would be anxious to set out on a cruise right now, given all the problems we've had with coronavirus, COVID-19 on cruise ships. Why? I'm not taking a cruise anytime in the near future, maybe never, but I can't imagine people booking cruises. Same thing with international travel, you know. Is this a time to go on an international vacation? Certainly not to Italy. And, you know, many of these countries depend heavily on tourism. Are we overreacting? I don't know. We just have to rely on the experts. This is not the first time that we've had a situation like this. The so-called Spanish flu of 1918, total misnomer, by the way, did not originate in Spain, but that's what it became known as, the Spanish flu. This was incredibly deadly. I don't know, is there still anybody around who was alive then? Probably not, he'd be over 100. But it killed 50 million people around the world. 50 million people. It's estimated that one-third of the population of the world was infected by the so-called Spanish flu, the flu pandemic of 1918. Not everybody died, but it was very deadly, extremely deadly. This is not the first time this has happened. We had the swine flu thing about 10 years ago. That turned out to be kind of a dud. You know, no real major problems with that. Are we overreacting to the coronavirus? I don't know. 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hello there, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if you recall it, but when Trump had a big rally in Erie, Mike Kelly was like the master of ceremonies there, introduced them and talked for a while.
Yeah, they've as I said before, they've met. They know each other.
Yeah. Well, he said the only thing he wanted for this district was some sand for the beach on Lake Erie that was getting washed away. Nothing about strengthening or reinforcing our industrial base or nothing, but this loophole, I think you would probably find, I mean, I don't know, but whenever these tariffs were being cooked up, whatever would go into the process there to, you know, all the special interests. This loophole now that we're talking about with AK for the electrical steel,
mm-hmm.
I would bet there was some special interest that just wasn't overlooked in that whole, cooking those up. There was some special interest that with some influence that said, no, this is, I'm connected to this operation with this stuff coming out of China and that, and don't put anything on that. You know, don't handicap that at all. I don't know, but.
Who knows? Maybe it was just accidentally overlooked, but, you know, the people that make electrical steel, Armco and AK, you know, they've been waving the red flag about this for some time. This is by far the most serious, though, these announcements late last week that, you know, the new owners were going to close the plant if they didn't get this loophole closed. I mean, how more urgent can you get than that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just disgusting seeing this stuff, but the whole idea in general of our entire country being deindustrialized, it's always been, I've tried to learn about it over the years here and there, and, well, I think I know some things about it, but just the whole idea when it started, just like Pullman back in 81, you know, that was new rail cars are still being built in Mexico, where else, you know, but it was not just the natural evolution of these business concerns deciding to move. They were facilitated by different actual government agencies and committees, whatever, to encourage them and to facilitate leaving this country.
Well, there's a little bit more to that. I mean, obviously, railroads have been in tremendous decline here in the United States. There's nowhere near the rail traffic that we used to have. So that had to be a factor in that, too, you know.
Well, it's way down now. I guess there's like 4,000 modern locomotives sitting around with nothing to do. All transportation is down. But just the whole idea of outsourcing our entire, just like now with this coronavirus, we're learning, what is it, like 90% of these pharmaceutical drugs are coming from China now, that everybody, all these blood thinners that, and the antibiotics and on, it's all sourced from China now.
Thank you for the call, my friend. I've got other people waiting, so I got to kind of move along here today. Thank you. 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk. Hi, caller. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave, about the Armco situation.
Yes, can you give us more info on that?
Yeah, I'm skeptical about the whole timeline. I mean, when this guy decided to purchase this plant sometime months ago, why wasn't that brought up? Like, hey, if you take care of this, I'll buy this plant.
So when you say you're suspicious of the timeline, what you think there's
if the closing's this Friday, the first I heard him, you know, bring this up was like last Thursday or Friday to Congress. So
yeah, that's when it was.
You know, he's kind of putting people over a barrel there.
Well,
as far as quick action.
Well, I'm from the comments that I heard, he was not threatening to close the plant the day after tomorrow. It's the it's the sale that's to close the day after tomorrow. The sale of AK was announced late last year, November or December. I don't remember exactly when. But the closing, just like when you sell a house, you know, the closing of the deal is scheduled for this Friday.
But, okay.
I didn't read that into the remarks of that CEO that he was planning to shut the plant on Friday. It's just that if he didn't get this loophole closed, he was going to be forced to do it. So my question is, what's taken so long to get action on this? What's the deal?
I don't know. I mean, Kelly is supposedly friends with Trump, so we'll see. I mean, the other thing I'm skeptical about is if they get this, which they, you know, they should get to keep the company open, like what are they going to ask for next, like wage cuts or, you know?
Well, I have no idea about that, but that's a different, you know, it's another can of worms.
Right.
At this point, if there's a serious threat about closing the plant, I mean, that's a pretty big deal here, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's huge. I mean, it'd be scary for this economy if that went under.
Oh, it'd be horrendous.
All right, Dave, I'll let somebody else have a chance. Thanks.
Good to talk with you. Thanks, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
283-2525 is the number. Open Talk. 283-2525. Are you taking extra precautions because of all this COVID-19, Doc, coronavirus, you know, in your household? Are you washing your hands more often? I have always washed my hands quite a bit during the day. I may do it a time or two more now, but, you know, nothing drastic. I'm not rushing to the sink every 15 minutes. I'm certainly not self-isolating, but some people are. Some people are not, they're not going to public events anymore, not going to meetings, not shaking hands. I've run into a number of people who are not shaking hands anymore, which I've always thought was silly anyway. I realize it's a gesture of friendship that goes back centuries, really. But I've always thought it was kind of silly, given that we now know how germs are spread. And the easiest way to get a cold, I'm not talking about the flu now or coronavirus, but just to get a simple cold, the easiest way is to shake hands with somebody who's sick. So I don't think we're ever going to get rid of the custom of shaking hands, but I've always found it rather ridiculous now that we've learned how easily germs are passed by doing this. You know, just say hi. A friendly gesture. A wave of the hand. Bumping elbows? No, I don't think. I know people are doing, I've seen people doing that. I don't think I'm going to go there either. 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. This is a little off topic or what folks have been calling in about. And, of course, this is it. Still, we're just coming out of the winter season. Mm-hmm. However, I've had thoughts come to mind with the Butler swimming pool. And I understand that it's been in a progression of decay over the past several years, and that there's no chance or thoughts of redoing or refurbishing the pool, bringing it back to life.
You're talking about the pool at Memorial Park?
Exactly. Yeah. Memorial Park is a wonderful park, even without the pool, just for walking, biking, whatever. It's a very relaxed atmosphere.
I agree.
But the loss of the pool is a terrible thing, especially for the little people, the young kids, the tots, the adolescents, whatever. But I think it could be brought back to life, and really not with a great financial burden to the city. And I even think the county would get involved in this. But we lived in Georgia for 20 years. And during that time, we witnessed the building and the introduction of the water spray area at Centennial Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at Centennial Park, I don't know what the actual square footage of it is, but there are several spray units that come out of the ground in various spray patterns, pulsating, whatever. And the children, the young children and adults alike, if they choose to, just take their shoes off and walk around through the spray.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Trust me.
Do you think that's what we should do here?
Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. actually, down there, and trust me, there's a reason they call it Hotlanta. It's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, 100 degrees with 100% humidity.
Well, that's a possibility.
They're joyous. They play music, and people are joyous walking through the sprays.
city officials looked into that, but there's a cost to that too. So I've got to say goodbye to you because our guests are beginning to call in here that we're going to have on the next segment of the program.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, maybe somebody else will give us some thought in the future.
Nice talking with you, my friend. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks. We need to take a break. We'll be joined by our guests coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR in just a couple of minutes, so stick around. We'll be right back.
The deals at Tobacco for Less just keep getting better and better. Their stores now include a great loyalty program for valued customers that can help you save on your purchases. Each dollar spent at Tobacco for Less will earn a point. And once you hit 200 points, you can redeem $10 off any purchase of $25 or more. Stock up on their various tobacco products, explore the cigar selection in their walk-in humidor, or check out the great CBD products in their health and wellness department. For all your smoking and vaping needs, visit Tobacco for Less in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month. Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Welcome back,
good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program here on WISR today. I'm Dave Malarkey, and we have several guests joining us now to talk about some events coming up with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. The president of the chamber, Jim Boltz, has joined us by telephone. Jim, nice to talk with you again.
Well, the same, David. Thank you.
Annie Carnes is also here. She's the Director of Events and Marketing for Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Annie, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
And finally, Jim Roddy joins us. Jim is a special guest. He's going to be talking about the upcoming Protecting Seniors event at St. Barnabas. Jim, nice to have you with us again. We've chatted in the past. Nice to have you back.
Yes, we have, Dave, and it's good to be back.
Well, let me talk with you first, Jim Roddy, about this event coming up at St. Barnabas. Can you fill us in? I'm not familiar with it, the Protecting the Seniors event. When does this take place?
Well, it takes place on April the 8th, but it could not be a more important event for senior citizens. So if any of your listeners are seniors or have senior parents or family members or neighbors or church members, you should urge them to go. It's going to talk about all of the frauds that are perpetrated on seniors, and we're going to have some remarkable people. The United States Attorney for Western District of Pennsylvania is going to lead this, Scott Brady. We have a special agent from the FBI who is in charge of cybersecurity. A lady, Mary Bach, who is an expert on senior scams and travels around the country talking to seniors on behalf of AARP. So it's a very important event and some really great speakers.
Where is that going to take place, Jim Roddy?
It's in Gibsonia on Meridian Road at Washington Place. It's the St. Barnabas campus, and it's in the Keen Theater, K-E-A-N. And it starts at 10 o'clock on the morning of Wednesday, April 8th. And we are expecting a full house.
Do you have to register if you plan to attend this event, Jim?
It's okay to register. If you want to register, you can go to St. Barnabas Health Center, the healthsystem.com. calendar, and you can register or you can just show up. The public is invited and it's free. There's no charge at all.
Mary Bach has been a guest on our program a few times, so I know of her expertise in combating fraud. She's
well known across the country. And Dave, we've got some great sponsors. Not only St. Barnabas is sponsoring this, but Highmark is one of the presenting sponsors. And the North Region Chamber is a sponsor, a Butler County Chamber, AARP, and AAA. So all of those organizations are helping, and some of those, particularly AARP and AAA, have a lot of senior members.
Well, we hear a lot about fraud these days, and seniors are particularly vulnerable. One reason is seniors tend to be more polite, so they get some of these calls on the phone, and you know, instead of just hanging up on these bad guys, you know, they get lulled into a conversation, and the next thing you know, they're being scammed, right?
Well, that's certainly part of it, but another part is that I resemble that remark about seniors. I'm a senior, and we grew up in a different world when people talked to you because they had something worthwhile to say, not trying to take your money or scam you. So it's really been a difficult time for seniors, and a lot of them have fallen prey to these things, and it's very easy to do. There's nothing you should be embarrassed about. A lot of people have had this happen, but we've got ways to, at this event, you'll learn how to protect yourself.
Yeah, and it's not just with phone calls. You know, there's online scams. There are in-person scams, you know.
Where and computer.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sure all of those areas will be discussed. Will this be like a couple of 3 hours, Jim Roddy, do you know, or is it going to be all day?
We think it'll be about 2.5 hours, and the audience will have an opportunity to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, that's Wednesday, April 8th. That'll be here before we know it. We're in the middle of March already.
Right. 10 o'clock at the Keene Theater in Washington Place on Meridian Road, right on the St. Barnabas campus.
Excellent. Well, we thank you, Jim. I know you got a busy schedule, but I wanted to get that information out there straight away. So we'll let you go. You can enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you, Dave, and you should come, too, because I suspect you're a senior, and we don't want you to be scammed.
Well, I've been to the Keene Theater at Washington Place several times. That's a marvelous facility you got down there.
Well, thank you. It's a good place to gather and get some good information.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Good to talk with you today.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, let me make sure we lose Jim. Jim Bolts and Annie, you're still with me, right?
We are.
Okay. I wanted to talk with Jim straight away so we didn't have to keep him on the phone while we were chatting about other things. I hope that's okay with you guys.
It absolutely was okay, yes.
So I want to talk about some things that are coming up specifically with regard to the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. And Jim Bolts, president, is with us. Annual College Scholarship Awards. Tell us about that, Jim. What's that all about?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Every year we give college scholarships to high school seniors. We've been doing it now for 10 or 15 years. And in fact, the last few years we've added to that, and we also give trade scholarships now too, trade and tech school scholarships. We really solicit the local schools. There's about 13 that are in our area. There's 5 that are in Butler County: Butler, Morris, Seneca Valley, South Butler, and North Catholic. The others are in are in Allegheny County. Anybody is eligible for the scholarship. We just solicit for those schools, but anybody can apply. And we have the deadline for March 18th this year. We'll collect all those. We'll get about 60 to 70 applicants, and then we award these scholarships in early June.
Do you know how many will be awarded, or is that yet to be determined?
At least five. We do at least five every year, and then sometimes we'll increase that to six, seven. That's the college scholarships. The trade scholarships, we've allotted 10. And we really started that, David, when we really talked to a lot of our members a few years ago, and they have so many positions that are open in that field, in the tech and trade field, that we felt we needed to do something. So we opened up those scholarships too. Those scholarships don't have a deadline. Anybody can apply at any time for those, and we'll review the applications as we get them in.
How do you fund these scholarships, Jim Boltz?
We run fundraisers. We have different events that we put on in order to fund them, and all the proceeds will go to it. The next one that we have coming up is our Night of the Races, and it's on April 17th. And I'll let Annie talk a little bit about it.
Annie Carnes, tell me about Night of the Races. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, so this year our annual Night of the Races fundraiser, like Jim stated, is on Friday, April 17th from 6 to 10 p.m. This year it's actually going to be held in the center of our footprint at the Camelot in Wexford. Actually, it's the building that was the old Knights of Columbus building behind the Sheets on Route 19 in Wexford. And like I said, that's the Friday the 17th. It's $25 a person if you just want to come and enjoy the night. Food is provided. It's a BYOB event, and we encourage people to actually purchase tables. So tables run about $175 for a whole table, and it seats eight. You can bid on each race. You can own your own horse, which is sort of the fun part of the event. So not only can you own your own horse, but you name your own horse. There's cash prizes, Chinese auctions, 50-50. So it's just a really great event where not only chamber members can get together, but also the community and just have a fun night out to support the local schools, you know, in our area, and support the students that are in need of scholarships.
You can name your own horse, Annie.
Yeah. I heard there's some pretty crazy horse names out there from previous years, so I'm looking forward to the event on, you know, April 17th to see what interesting horse names come out of it this year.
I think I'll take Secretariat. How's that?
That's awesome.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
Jim, how long have you been awarding these scholarships? Is this something new, or have you been doing it for a while?
No, the college scholarships, we've been doing it for over 10 years, probably more like 15 years at least. The trade scholarships, we've been doing for the last 3 years. And I would be remiss, too, to not mention, you know, Barrel Automotive has been a great partner in sponsoring the scholarships. And because of their generosity, that's whenever we were able to add the trade scholarships to the portfolio.
And you mentioned that you solicit applications from a number of schools in the southern half, really, of Butler County, because that is that's your geographical footprint, right? The Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, the southern half of Butler County, along with the North Hills.
Right, that is correct. Yeah, northern Allegheny County, but the southern Butler County. And again, as I said, we solicit those schools, so we take applications to them, talk to the guidance counselors, that kind of thing. But any school student could be eligible for the awards. We've had them. We've had applications come in from New Jersey schools. We've awarded other schools in Butler County, like Montauk High School, and that. So we will look at any application that we get in for a scholarship.
Are the scholarship monies strictly designated for tuition, or could students use them, like, to buy books and stuff like that?
We pay the schools directly, so it goes towards their tuition.
Okay. Well, any of those expenses for higher education these days are going through the roof. It's kind of scary to look at the rapid increase in the cost of going to college these days. Wow.
It is. And that's why we added the trade and tech scholarships, too, because that is an alternative for kids nowadays. There's opportunities out there in the automotive field for auto technicians, in fields like welding and things like that. There's a lot of opportunities for students nowadays, so we wanted to make sure that people are aware of that, too.
And these are career jobs in many cases, too, by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing. The two fields that I just mentioned, once you graduate, you're pretty much assured a place, a job somewhere, and making it a very good salary, too.
I saw a story on TV not too long ago about welding as a career. And one of the areas where there's a great demand for welders is on the construction of all these pipelines that are being built all over the place.
Yes, yes. And all the construction, so all the pipelines, but you look at even like the cracker plant and what's happening there and the amount of construction workers that are on site there, there's so many opportunities in that field right now.
I need to take a break. We'll be back, talk more with Jim and with Annie here on It's Your Turn on WISR, so stick around. We'll be back after these words.
They have lived a lifetime caring for others, and the time has come for others to care for them. LifeStep Senior Day Program, a trusted provider for over 30 years, can help. LifeSteps provides a safe, medically monitored environment, providing meals and socialization. Seniors can keep their medical provider while retaining their property and offering respite to family members. Free trial visits are available. Call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net.
Up to us, we're going your way. Getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there, 'cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us. We're going your way.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Welcome back. Our guests on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey, by the way. Our guests are Jim Boltz. Jim is the president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber and the director of events and marketing for the chamber. Annie Carnes also visiting with us. Annie, we were talking during the break that you are planning the annual meeting of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, which took place, was just last month, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we had our annual meeting on February 13th at the Chadwick, and it was actually a pretty special event. It was the kickoff to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of the merger that merged our southern and northern chambers 10 years ago, and now we are the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. So that event really kicked off the whole year, since we're celebrating that 10-year merger, the anniversary of the 10-year merger, rather, all year long. During the annual meeting, we had Susan Holohan, who's the president of UPMC Pass Event, as our keynote speaker. We had over 200 members in attendance that night, which is actually the highest attendance that we've had for, you know, our annual meetings. And there were 200 plus members there that, you know, have been with us since the merger 10 years ago, which is pretty awesome. And throughout the whole year, one of the things that we'll be doing for celebrating that anniversary is all of our members have the opportunity to come to all of our events and receive a 10% discount on all of our events that are, you know, not free events. So that's something that we're just doing a little bit extra this year to celebrate.
What other events do you have planned in the long term?
Oh, we have quite a few. We have a lot of different signature events, educational events throughout the whole year. Like we mentioned before the break, one of the events we'll be putting on is that Ninth Races fundraiser. In May upcoming, we've got our annual golf event. This year it's going to be at Top Golf. So we're doing a little bit different spin on what is traditionally our golf outing. And then after that, we actually added an additional health and wellness fair for the spring, which will be on May 16th, which is a Saturday at the Block Northway, from 10 to 2. Pretty excited about that. We actually had a health and wellness fair this past fall over Veterans Day, and it was super popular and really well received. So we think that this event will be a great way to sort of kick off, you know, health and fitness for the spring and summer season. So if there are any health and wellness vendors that are interested in participating, you know, they can just give us a call, head to our website, and just sign up automatically for that event. June, we're actually holding a new event called the Corporate Challenge. So it's basically a battle of the businesses to get more of the businesses involved, sort of do team challenges. It's about networking and team building. And then from July to the rest of the year, we have probably 6 or 7 events that are, you know, on the signature educational side of things too. So I don't want to get into all of them because there are so many, but those are just some of the larger upcoming ones. And of course, we do 2 meet and move events, which is kind of like speed dating but speed networking. We're doing one on April 27th of this year and then one again in the fall. The one on April 27th is at the Healthcare Council of Western PA, and that's also listed on our website as well.
So your golf event is going to be something different this year. It's at Top Golf.
Yeah, so it's just a great way for a lot of people that aren't really into doing a golf outing. Me personally, I'm terrible at golf, but I love Top Golf. So it just brings the people that normally wouldn't come to a traditional golf outing the opportunity to come and network with a bunch of people and just have a really good time.
Top Golf, that's one of those virtual golf courses, isn't it?
So actually, if you've ever been there, you can actually golf, and there's just this basically big wide open field with targets. It's like a driving range, yeah, and they've got different games and goals that you can do to hit certain spots in the driving range, and that's actually located in Bridgeville.
I've read about it. I've not been there yet. I'd like to visit it sometime.
Yeah, it's really cool, and yeah.
Bridgeville, that's right off I-79 South. Okay, I'll mark that on my calendar. Get
yeah.
down there.
Yeah, please join us, David.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. We also, actually, I don't want to go without saying we have a couple business after hours coming up, too, which they're not considered signature events, but we do have a great attendance that comes from those business after hours. We have one that's in Atria's in Gibsonia. It's actually called Atria's Richland. It's on March 24th. All of our business after hours are from 5 to 7 p.m., and they are actually great networking opportunities. We normally have about 50 to 60 people that come to those events. They, you know, they enjoy a happy hour. It is a cash bar, but, you know, it's free appetizers. And for those that can't come to our connections meetings, which are during the day, which Jim will get into about here in a little bit, our connections meetings. But we like to have different networking opportunities at different times throughout the day because, you know, everybody's schedules is different. So the business after hours is great if you're just looking to come to something after work. So like I said, the next one is March 24th at Atria's Richland, and then the one following that will be April 7th at Juniper Grill in Cranberry. So we also like to have them all throughout our footprint so that it gives people the opportunity to select which one works best for their schedule.
And that's kind of an informal networking thing. I can imagine you can loosen your necktie and
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty good for people who maybe aren't naturally great at networking and they just need, you know, sort of like a different crowd or atmosphere to network with.
Well, let me ask Jim Boltz about these connections meetings. What are they all about, Jim?
Yeah, we wanted to mention those, David, because, you know, we always talk about our special events, but every single week we have what we call connections meetings, and they're free events, a little there's a little bit of structure to them. There's first open networking, and then everybody gets the opportunity to talk about their business to the group, and then there's a presenter at them. We have, like I said, 4 a week. We have them around our footprint. We have one in Wexford, one in Cranberry, one in Warrendale, one in the McCandless Crossing, Fairfield Inn, and then also one over in Gibsonia at St. Barnabas. So they're scattered throughout our footprint. More detailed information is on our website, or you can call our offices. But again, they're free to members. And if you're a non-member, we invite you to come in and check a couple out, too, and get to know some of our members and really get to find out what the Chamber's all about and what the Chamber members are all about.
Have you had many calls from Chamber members with concerns about the coronavirus, Jim? It just seems like every hour there's a new development in this. You know, we heard late this morning that the city of Pittsburgh has canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday.
Yes. I mean, it obviously has been a topic of discussion. We've had a couple calls about it. It's something that we're closely monitoring just to, you know, to really plan, see what we plan to do about it. But at this point, that's where we're at, is we're monitoring it and just watching it pretty closely.
I just wondered whether, you know, any members had called with concerns, because it's unchartered territory, for goodness sakes. You know, we've really not had to deal with anything like this. And you see the headlines, you know, Italy, all of Italy is quarantined. I mean, it's an amazing story.
It is. It is, you know, the travel industry, you know, you really hope that everything works out for them, the hospitality industry. Again, it's something that we all have to monitor.
Airlines taking a hit, cruise lines. That's why I thought,
yeah.
You know, I don't mean to sound mercenary about this, but apart from the health concerns, you know, for chambers of commerce, this could be a real economic hit, you know, in the community, if indeed we have an outbreak here in western Pennsylvania. We'll keep our fingers crossed, huh?
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's the big thing. I guess it is declining right now in China and over in, you know, that area, the Asian area of the world. So hopefully that will also be a trend that comes across, too.
That's for sure. Well, hey, I need to mention a little hats off to Jim Roddy. What a great guy he is to have around, huh? I mean, retired executive, chief executive in Allegheny County, still very, very active in community service. What a guy.
He is. I mean, he is a great partner for the Chamber. He does a lot of our events. Annie mentioned the annual meeting. He was the MC at the annual meeting this year. He does. We have a speaker series called Innovation Pittsburgh. He brings in the speakers. He does. He MCs that, too. And he's just a great guy to work with. I mean, I couldn't say more positive things about Jim.
And he puts on those plus fours and does the golf commercials for St. Barnabas, too, on TV.
He does. Yeah. Yeah, amazing guy, you know. He's just so active and just, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah, we've had him on a couple of times, a friendly guy. Listen, the two of you, I appreciate chatting with you today. Thanks for joining us. It's a little tough when we have everybody hooked up by telephone, but I think it worked out pretty well here today.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks for having us on again.
Sure. Jim Boltz, president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and Andy Carnes, who's the director of events and marketing. Thank you both. So long now.
Have a good day.
All righty. That's our guest from Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. That thing that Jim Roddy was talking about sounds interesting. A day-long event on protecting seniors coming up at St. Barnabas Washington Place. April the 8th is the day for that. April the 8th. It's a Wednesday. It's open to the public. It's free. And it's going to last about two and a half hours, Jim thought, with guest speakers talking about senior fraud. Important topic. Okay, coming up on tomorrow's program, we're scheduled to chat with Dr. Nick Neupower, the president of Butler County Community College, due in tomorrow. That's been changed. Oh, okay. Well, that says it on my calendar here. That was a last-minute change. Okay. We just got a message on that. Okay. I hadn't received that. So we'll have a change of schedule for tomorrow's program. We'll find out starting at 12:30 tomorrow. On It's Your Turn. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Dave Malarkey. Hope you can be with us on tomorrow's program.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.